Welcome back. I'm Gareth Armstrong, and this is a Razor's Edge podcast. In the first episode of the series, we were talking Alon's shower routine related to motivation. Of course, the reason that you are here, motivation. But what we thought we were going to be able to do in the first episode was cover all of the steps in this routine. But Alon, we seemed to get fixated on the first one, but for all the right reasons.
Yeah, thanks, Gareth. Yeah, so I think there's a lot of nuance to these routines or the self-motivation. It's not just about rah-rah. Remember, this is always about a private moment between you and you. So it's very nuanced, and to understand in depth the psychology behind why you're doing something is incredibly important. And at this point, also reminding everyone who's listening that this is my way. You would need to adapt the routine to whatever suits you. And by understanding the psychology behind why you do it in that way, it will help you inform the way that you do it for you.
So it's a very personal process that one goes through. And so please, we invite you to explore this in depth in your own way and just use these as guidelines. Because after all, this is Alon's technique. It's Alon's approach, but it provide structure for us to fill in the details. You know, we can color in the lines that Alon is laying down for us. So just a very quick reminder of the shower routine. I may, I can, I will, I am. And so today we're going to be talking about the second step in this technique, which is I can. Remember, I may, I can, I will, I am. Alon, I can.
So just a reminder to anyone who hasn't listened to the first podcast that this is a shower routine. And why we have a shower routine is because we shower every day. And so it's about embedding a technique, a self-motivation technique into something else, not creating a new thing to do.
So Monday to Friday?
No. Monday to Sunday. Motivation never sleeps. We self-motivate all the time. It's not like a work week. It's about motivating you every single day. So we've dealt with I may, I have the right to. I can, which is the second part of the technique, is I have the ability to. Now, this is specifically reminding yourself that you have the ability to actually achieve whatever you are trying to achieve. So I think I used the last time, I may, I have the right to a healthy, happy family. So when you say I can, I have the ability to. Now you're reminding yourself that you have the ability to have that. It's not just that you have the right to it. You also now have the ability to achieve that.
I need to interrupt right here at the very top. So there may be some very big targets, some very big things that people are aiming at and frankly could be outside of their grasp, including the ability to, you know, the skills necessary to achieve this thing. When you're talking about I can, are we trying to convince ourselves that we are better than we are, or what? I just want to address this right at the top.
Well, that's exactly why this is the next step in the process, because the requirement, once you say I can, is to then take the time, the mental time, to do the broad steps on how you're going to do that. So effectively, you're creating the mental plan of how you would achieve that. So let's say I want a healthy, happy family. It would be, well, I can eat better. I can exercise. I can make a choice this evening not to have dessert. I can do all these things. If it is, I want to become a billionaire, it would be, okay, well, how can I do that? First, I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that, then I'm going to have to buy that, then I'm going to have to sell that. And so you create that very basic plan in your head at a very high level. I see that as stepping stones across a pond and how I'm going to achieve that particular thing. So if I say I want to become a billionaire, I'm going to go, first I have to do this, then I jump to the next one, then the next one, and so on. And I'm doing that in very broad steps. But here's coming back to what we started with. This is a conversation between you and you. So you can BS yourself about those, exactly what you're saying about that capability. But if you do that, then Well, I think you're nullifying this process. Another way to look at it is, well, okay, I need that skill, or I need to do that, and I have the confidence that I will get that skill. Now you're opening up the path to saying, I don't have that particular skill or resource. How do I get that? Testing this every single morning, you start to look out for those things. So you create the awareness in the universe or the world or whatever you want to call it. You create the awareness in order to bring in those particular skills into your world, into your environment, in order for you to achieve those things. So let's say, for example, you were talking about, I want to become a billionaire, and say, well, first I have to grow the business to this size, and then I have to go on an acquisition path. I'm just making this up, an acquisition path, because if I'm going to be a billionaire within the next 5 years, yeah, I cannot do that organically. I need to do it through acquisition. So how am I going to do it through acquisition? I'm going to need funding for that. Do I have funding? I don't have funding. What I need for funding? I need a funder. So is that an investor, a bank? What would that be? Oh, it's a bank. I'm out there at a networking event. I meet a banker. Ah, he or she's part of my plan now. I found that individual, or an investor. He or she is now part of that plan. So I start bringing in all these different individuals into my reality because I've planned it every single morning.
Yeah, so there's this reverse engineering that has occurred. But then, to your point, there's a consciousness raising certain things to a very conscious level so that you can look out for them on a regular basis or activate them.
Daily, literally daily. So if you've got 5 things in your shower routine that are personal, or 3 things that are personal and 3 things that are business related, then you're going to be looking out for those things every single day. So if coming back to the personal, it comes at dinner time and it comes around dessert. In the morning, I've just said to myself, I have the ability to make the right choice. Okay, now, it doesn't mean that you're going to make the right choice. It just gives a higher probability that you will make the right choice. But there's another layer to this. We started off with the statement of what we have the ability to do. Remember, we're reversing everything, I may, I can, I will, I am, into these 3 or 5 or 10 things that we want in our personal life and in our business life. So they're repeated every time. When I say I may become healthy. I have the right to become healthy. I can, I have the ability to become healthy. The become healthy is the thing that we keep repeating. The first level is to restate the thing that we're trying to achieve. The second layer is then creating the plan around how I'm going to do it in broad brushstrokes or in these stepping stones across the pond. The third layer is around confidence. Because once you've worked out your plan, and once you start getting momentum, especially after you start attracting and bringing in deliberately or through what appears to be a serendipitous event, you start to build a level of confidence around momentum towards what you are wanting to achieve. That level of confidence, feeling that momentum, is very important because it creates the forward movement in your mind. And because you've got forward movement in your mind, and now you can actually say, I can do this, I can do that, because you've realized those already, then the next step, the next stepping stone, has got momentum. You're jumping to the next one and to the next one, and you start to build this level of self-confidence, or what we're talking about, the self-motivation to keep moving forward.
It sounds like you're going from I can to I really can.
Yes, it's exactly that. Mm. I really can, because you're feeling it, because it's happening, and you're identifying and recognizing that movement, and you're responsible for it because you've planned it out. You've realized what you need to do, and you're moving towards it, and you're starting to put these pieces together, either serendipitously or on purpose.
I need to jump in here very quickly, because it sounds like my shower went from being 5 minutes long to being 45 minutes long. How quickly is this occurring in your mind? How quickly are you moving through these different steps?
These steps that you're making are instantaneous in your mind. You're not writing these things down. You are literally jumping from thought to thought to thought to thought in fractions of a second. And because you practiced on a daily basis and you remember those steps, it becomes faster and faster. So my daily shower routine takes me 3 minutes extra. And I can do it at the same time as I wash my hair. I don't have to do it by just standing there. I just, in my mind, I'm going through this while I'm going through the shower routine.
But to your point, you're practiced in this. And so maybe it takes someone a little bit longer, or maybe they do need to stand still for a moment. And I think anything goes.
Anything goes.
Yeah. So here's an interesting question. If I, at the beginning of the week, start with certain things in my head, I may do this, I may do that, I can do this, I can do that. But then this and that turns into something else by the end of the week. What is that indicating?
I'm going to respond to that in a slightly different way. I think the big part of the discipline in setting up a may, I can, or will I am is to be quite thoughtful about what you're wanting to achieve. If you are trying to achieve something on a target that you want to achieve, or some vision that you want to achieve for the next month or the next week, it's possible. And I've done that before. But almost separate that out as a different category of am I, can, or will I am. These are big things that I'm looking for. Like being healthy is a big thing. And it's a continuous thing. It doesn't go away. Becoming a billionaire, if that's what you want, is a big thing. It doesn't happen in a week. Well, I haven't seen it happen in a week. It doesn't happen for most people in a week. It takes years to achieve. But I'll share with you personally that one of my may I can, or will I am, one of my shower routine targets was paying off my bond. I have the right to have no bond. No, I may, I can, I have the ability to have no bond. And so at some point I had no bond. And until that week, I kept saying it. And now it's not in my shower routine anymore, but sort of a gap in my 3 minute routine. So I added something new into its place. So there is the ability to, let's call it, reprioritize if required. But I would advocate that you shouldn't. You should keep it quite stable, because we spoke about the practice of this thing every day. So I'd rather take more time and be more thoughtful around the things that I'm including in my shower routine, that I can achieve them. And once you've sort of gone through that thinking process of what to include, then include it. But coming back to, there's something I need to achieve in the next month, I do often include those things. I've got sort of a separate category for those things, but I know they're in a different category.
Okay, to summarize, the first thing is that we are repeating over and over again as we transfer these things through the different phases of this shower routine. I may, then I can, and then it will be repeated as we go further along into the I will, I am. That's the first point. Point number two
is that it's about creating a high-level plan that you understand is practical. It's a stretch, but it's practical. And you can see what you need in order to achieve those things, even if you don't have those resources in place right now, but you believe you can still find them and achieve them.
But the mechanism here is to reverse engineer into smaller bites.
Yes, high-level bites. And therefore, you are conscious every day to look out for those things.
And then the final point is momentum. This idea of building confidence as this thing gathers momentum, as there's a flywheel effect that's occurring, or a snowball effect that is occurring. Is that accurate?
100% accurate. The sense of achievement on a daily basis and recognizing your achievement towards that thing that you are trying to achieve builds that confidence, and confidence builds more confidence, and confidence builds success and more momentum, which builds more confidence. So you're in a virtuous cycle now.
And then a final question before we part company. Can you do this in the bath? I know it's called the shower routine, but surely bath routine?
Yeah, so often I will travel in a hotel, won't have a shower, it'll only have a bath, or going away for a weekend and there's no showers. I will just do it in the bath. I clean myself daily, so could be the cleaning routine. But yeah, it works both faces. And in fact, in the bath, I generally do the last part underwater.
Ah, that's interesting.
So then I dip my head under the water when I'm in the I am state.
We're going to get to I will and I am, where Lon dips his head under the water, in the podcasts that are to follow. To make sure that you don't miss those podcasts, go to your favorite social media platform, follow RaceCorp there, or alternatively go to racecorp.com, where you'll be able to sign up for notifications via newsletter. There are also a whole host of other resources. And that's it for this particular episode, but we'll see you in the next one.